Hello everyone, I'm Mikey DeAngelis and I'm a junior, and today I will be reading the first station, Jesus is Condemned to Death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, you were held captive and given a death sentence. This was truly undeserved, but nonetheless it was still carried out, even though you were innocent. There are thousands upon thousands in our world today who have been held captive, not knowing what their fate will be. People on cruise ships, hotels, cities, neighborhoods, those moved to military containment, people confined to their own homes, and those in isolation. They also are innocent victims, victims of a disease that cannot be seen, tasted, or felt. We also pray for those in jails and prisons, immigration holding areas, and those who work there so that everyone's health is protected. We pray for them. Allow them to feel your presence. Watch over them. Holy Spirit, give them peace.
Hey guys, I'm Paul Selman. I'm a senior and I will be reading the second station, Jesus Carries His Cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, you were given a cross, a heavy load filled with the pain, death, and suffering of all humanity. The separation of our lives from yours through sin must have been a pain almost too heavy to bear. Was the separation's death and sickness the world feels now from this virus a part of the cross you carry? May we depend on your love and your carrying of the cross to carry us through these times of the unknown. Watch over us, Holy Spirit. Show us how to accept the cross of this pandemic and move forward.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, you fell underneath the burden of the cross and the pain of your wounds. The road was not an easy path, and all of that brought you unexpectedly to your knees. This coronavirus was unexpected and has brought our world, our nation, our community to its knees. In trying to fight the invisible, the disease that is not always the same from person to person. Country after country is falling. But just as you did not give up, neither does humanity that you created. Watch over us. Holy Spirit, with your help, may the world be given the wisdom to stand strong against this disease.
Hi everyone, it's Michelle Sicard from this year's class of 2020. Hope you're doing well and staying safe during this quarantine. Today, I will be reading the fourth station of the cross. Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, your mother loved you and you loved her. Meeting her when you were so fragile and so worn had to be difficult. May all families in our world, in our nation, in our community come together and bond and help each other in this time of trial. May the time we are together in our homes be considered a blessing so that we can get to know each other and care for each other in a more complete and loving way. Watch over us. Holy Spirit, bind us tighter and help us to feel comfortable with each other again.
The fifth station, Simon helps carry the cross. We adore you, O Lord, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord, the cross was heavy and you were slowing down. Simon was told to help you and you humbly accepted his help. We know in this time of pandemic, each country is testing and working hard to fight the virus, to heal its citizens and to find a vaccine or medication that will help. We pray for those in the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, our president, and our elected officials to make wise decisions to benefit all. May the government leaders and medical teams of all the world's nations be willing and able to share information with each other so that together, with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, we come to know what works and how to use and safely handle this cross of illness. Watch over them through their service. May they bring healing. Holy Spirit, guide them.
Hi, Wood. My name is Natalie Rockenbach, and I'm going to be reading the sixth station of the cross, which is Veronica Wipes the Face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, blood, sweat, and dirt covered your face and eyes, and it was becoming difficult to see where you were going. When your face was wiped with gentleness and out of love and care, you had a small moment of relief. We look for ways to relieve anxiety and fear in all people, and for ways to protect and send information without panic and anger. We hold in prayer all of our clergy, who meet the sick daily and pray and anoint them, keep them safe. We pray for the medical community that cares for the sick and puts in endless and often thankless hours of vigilance. Keep them safe and give them wisdom. May each country's attempt to curb the growth of the virus be lessons for the whole world community. Watch over us. Holy Spirit, help us to trust and not be filled with fear.
Hey guys, it's Tim Schluth. I'm a senior and I'll be doing the seventh station, Jesus Falls a Second Time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, weakness again overcomes you, and you fall under the weight of a cross that you bore on our behalf. We pray in respect to the weakness of our healthcare and governmental systems and the ability to fight this unknown entity of coronavirus. We have never experienced something like this, and we need your help combating it. We are stronger when we are unified, rather than fighting from within over policies and procedures. Help us to identify our weaknesses and repair them and work together for the good of all humanity. Watch over us. Unite us. Holy Spirit, inspire us to set aside differences and help us to rise to the occasion to do your work here on earth.
My name is Jeremy Cimino, and I am a sophomore. The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, some of your friends are reaching out to you in your greatest time of need. In these challenging times, we see instances of family and friends helping one another. We see friends and strangers alike taking it upon themselves to feed children who will not eat due to school closures by providing lunches for them. We see medical professionals putting themselves on the line every day, taking care of the sick, often not knowing if the illness that is being presented is serious or the common cold. We hold in prayer of all those in our town who are concerned for their loved ones and do everything they can to protect them, watch over them, encourage them. Holy Spirit, give them an understanding of hope.
Hey Wood, it's Gary Martin. I am a sophomore class of 2022, and I hope everyone is remaining strong during these tough times, and I know we're all hoping things return to normal soon, but until then, just keep your heads up and let's hope for the best. I'm going to be reading the ninth station. The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, your pain from your head to your feet was burning and overwhelming. It took immense concentration to put one foot in front of the other, and your pain was so intense that you fell again. No one can imagine what you were going through. We have a hard time understanding that we are living in this day and age where a virus is making the world stand still. We pray for those in our world who are trying to take advantage of others by hoarding items or trying to sell needed medical items at outrageous prices. This instills panic and frustration and anger. Watch over us. Change hearts. Holy Spirit, convict their hearts so they stop unfair practices.
Hi, I'm James, and I'm a senior. The 10th station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, when you were stripped of your clothing, you were mocked and debased. We have seen instances of those who are being mocked and profiling for this virus. We ask forgiveness for times we have been afraid of someone because of their culture, their ethnicity, their age, or their income level. We are all your children, and we must treat one another with dignity and care. We pray for those in our world, country, and town, who are some of the most vulnerable to this virus. Those who have underlying health concerns, the aged, and those with disabilities. Watch over them. Build them up. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to any treatment that is unfair and prejudicial, and give us courage to stand up for those in need.
Hello, Wood. Happy Easter. It's Anthony Bombas here. I'm a senior. To the class of 2020, I love you. I will be reading the 11th station, Jesus is Nailed to the Cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord, you were nailed to the cross and raised high for all to see and condemn. Your suffering and dying tore through your body with every breath you took. Your mother never left you, and a few of your friends stood by and held vigil for you. Even in your pain, you reached out to the thief next to you and assured him of salvation. We also seek assurance in this time. Some may feel afraid of a death of their comfort. Jobs are being affected. Life as we knew it weeks ago has changed all over the world. Help us to find assurance in you. You have promised that we are not alone. May all understand this and recognize your presence. Watch over all of them, unite them. Holy Spirit, may they see Christ in each other.
Hey Wood, Doug Sampson, sophomore, class of 2022, and I'll be reading the 12th station, Jesus Dies on the Cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, your death was a pain-filled sacrifice. You died for each one of us. Unselfish, humble, perfect, and complete was your surrender. Your death freed us from the pain of eternal separation from you. We pray for those in our world, nation, state, and community who have died from or will succumb to the coronavirus. We pray that all the souls of the faithful departed, through your mercy and goodness, be united with you. Holy Spirit, may they be at rest in the knowledge of their worth.
Lord, your body was removed from the cross, and your mother was there to accept your broken and lifeless body. Her grief, sorrow, and confusion may have been coupled with fear and anger, yet she had hope. She knew you and she loved you and was filled with hope. She did not understand what that hope consisted of, but knew that you would not leave those you loved abandoned and alone. As people become sick with this unknown virus, we grieve for those who die. We too live in a time of sadness and confusion, a time of fear and anger. We look to you, Mother, our Blessed Mother, as a model of hope in the face of the unknown. Watch over us. Mary, our Mother, please pray for us. Holy Spirit, help us to find hope in the darkest of times, because we know we are never abandoned, especially during these times of great need.
Hi everyone, I'm Dina Campbell. I'm a junior and I'm going to be reading the 14th station, Jesus is Laid in the Tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your cross we have redeemed the world. Lord, your body was put to rest in a new tomb given to your mother for your burial. This was the moment of complete separation for you and her. We pray for those in our world, nation, state, and local community who feel or will feel complete separation because of this virus. We must separate ourselves in social distancing. We separate ourselves from those who are sick. We stay in our homes, afraid to move out of our safe zones, and are being told to hunker down. Separation may be frightening and lonely, but it is also a blessed time for healing. We pray for those who have no place where they may be kept safe and cared for, those who are homeless. We pray for those who reside and work in shelters. And we pray for those who feel complete separation in this world because of death. Holy Spirit, please make your presence known to us in a special way when we feel alone.
The 15th station, the resurrection. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord, humanity could not imagine the joy and the wonder you were going to give us in your resurrection from the dead. You are a God of the unexpected. We could never even begin to foresee or imagine what you had in store for all people across the world and across all time. Your resurrection is the ultimate hope, the ultimate healing, the ultimate salvation for all. May we turn to you, not only in this time of needs of the present, but also in the joy of the coming future, when the cloud before us has been cleared. Help us then to have a better understanding of not only each other, but how you guided, loved, healed, and journeyed with us in constant companionship, never leaving us and always hearing our prayers and cries. Your resurrection speaks of hope of what is yet to come. We pray for Pope Francis, for our Bishop Nelson. We pray for all people, those suffering from COVID-19. We pray especially for our community, all the students of Archbishop Wood High School, all the faculty and staff, and all of our loved ones, as we together walk through this unknown journey. May we unite in the near future to share in the wonder of your glory, shining through it all and bringing us to the other side. Watch over us, Lord Jesus. And together let us conclude our Stations of the Cross with the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.